Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Dining Out. And hello, Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just thinking, you know, I'm not the restaurant critic for the newspaper anymore.
I know. So is this, do we call it Dining Out, the audio edition?
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's think about that. Let's get the great minds together for a branding meeting.
Okay. Let me know when you find them.
There has to be at least 10 people at every meeting.
For quorum.
So this week's Wine Me, Dine Me is all about a food truck park in Wells, Maine.
A food truck park?
Yes. It's billed as the first food truck park in New England, and it's Congdon's Donuts. You've had Congdon's Donuts?
No, I've not.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Now, Adam Leach, who used to be a reporter at the Portsmouth Herald, his family is the owner of Congdon's Donuts up in Wells, Maine. And he used to bring donuts in all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
So great.
Right.
So they open this food truck park, and it's Congdon's after dark, and it starts at 4 o'clock, and it goes till 2 a.m.
Oh, that's epic.
And they have up to 10 food trucks each evening. They have a beer garden with local beers, including some made from donuts.
Beers made from donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great idea.
I'm slightly mind blown here.
Like,
okay.
Bacon donut stout.
Ooh.
And there's a rotation of the food trucks, but there'll always be 10. And Cause's Crescent City food truck is going to be there. And there's the truffle truck, which is all Italian food. Each one has black or white truffles in it. You can get shaved truffles on it. There's gelato. There's fair food. And so you can go up there and you can snack away.
Right. And so this is every night?
Well, for right now, it's Thursday through Sunday, and
oh,
then
okay.
Those hours will expand. But tonight, Thursday, the 24th, is the night that it's launching for the season.
Wow. That, you know what? Good for them. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah. It's inexpensive. You can just hang out. You can come from the beach. You can bring your dog.
Well, and I love food trucks for their, you know, variety style, right? When you have a bunch that you can pick from and you can just try a little bit of everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back all summer long. So that's in Wine Me, Dine Me, as well as this evening, Thursday, May 24th, is Hit the Decks starts.
That's right.
In Portsmouth. And all the decks are open. Businesses are offering discounts. And at the Portsmouth Gaslight, they're having a Hit the Decks launch party tonight.
Ooh, fun.
So everybody go Hit the Decks.
I know you're not the restaurant critic anymore, Rachel.
No, I'm not.
But if you were going to pick the deck to hit during Hit the Decks, which deck would it be?
Well, let's see. Old Fairy Landing is a great deck. You can get your Jimmy Juice.
Right.
That's one of my favorite decks. And of course, all the industry people go to Harpoon Willie's.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's always a party down there. If you could get started at Poco's and make it all the way down to Harpoon Willie's, man, that is hitting the decks. and then, of course, the Ore House, and there's Lazy Jack's.
Actually, if you were to start at Poco's and make your way all the way down, wouldn't that be cleaning the decks?
No, because you have to do the dog leg. You have to go over to the Ore House. You have to start with the Ore House and go to Lazy Jack's, then Poco's.
Right.
Then Old Fairy Landing, then River House. Surf has a little deck.
Right. Then Martingale.
Martingale Wharf. This is like naming all seven dwarfs.
I know, right?
And then Harpoon Willie's.
Good. That I'm like, I feel like I'm forgetting one. There's one in the middle somewhere that I haven't thought of.
I think I'm going to do that when I'm up there for Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh, there you go. That's right. You're home for the Spotlight Awards.
Indeed. The Spotlight Awards are on Thursday, May 29th. I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be a great time, and it's going to be my farewell. But there is more news.
But wait, wait, there's more.
Sea Dog Brewing in Exeter is opening on Friday, May 25th.
Oh, wow. They're ready already?
Yes. That's a big deal. In the former Loaf and Ladle space, if you look across the river, you can see my former Exeter home.
And this has been a big project ongoing, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, big project. They have decks overlooking the river. They're bringing in all the beer. It's going to be a great time.
Wow, that's awesome.
Also in Exeter, a lovely little Thai restaurant has opened right on the main drag there, Capital Thai. So go in there, check that out. And Ron Jillian's in Hampton has reinvented itself. It is now called Revel 853. Same owners, but they've completely revamped the menu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, so this is a lot of news.
It is. None of these am I going to review. Our new reviewer, Denise Wheeler, will be reviewing all of these restaurants.
Right. But it's great. You're giving everybody.
I'm going to have to give her tips on exercise.
Right.
Writing about music is much less fattening, Denise Wheeler.
Right.
Right now, you're tall and slim. You'll still be tall, but maybe not as slim.
Watch out.
Also, on Lafayette Road in Portsmouth, 900 Degrees Pizzeria has opened. There's one in Epping and there's one in Manchester. Great Neapolitan pizza.
Cool.
So that's the news I have this week. Join me again next week for another Dining Out the Audio version.
We're still working on the name.